Hello, everybody, and a very pleasant good evening to you. We're inside the Conlon Center. PacWest Volleyball coming at you. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz on this clear night in San Rafael, California. We have the Dominican University Penguins hosting the Chaminade Silver Swords. The Penguins come in at 9-16 overall, 8-9 in the PacWest. The Silver Swords come in 14-11, 9-8 in the PacWest. The Penguins have dropped their last four in a row. They are 1-5 in their last five matches. The Silver Swords, on the other hand, are 3-2 in their last five matches under head coach Kahala Kabalis Hoke in her sixth season as head coach for the Silver Swords. Now, Brandon, this is going to be an interesting matchup as the Silver Swords have a ton of height on their side.
A lot of height and multiple people over 6 feet tall. Let's count it. One, two, three, four. Let's count it right here. My bad. Silver Swords have about one, two, three people over 6 feet tall, and a couple of them at 5'11", so height definitely a factor as well on the side of Chaminade's front line.
Yeah, and Amy Steinwein will be a factor for the Penguins, the 1,000-point lady for the Penguins, along with Kate Even. Kate Even, as we've mentioned so many times before, has really turned herself into a superstar here for the Penguins in the early goings of this season. Well, I shouldn't say the early goings. We have three more volleyball matches this year, and two of them here at home tonight against Chaminade. We go on the road to take on Notre Dame de Namur, and then we're back here for senior night on November 18th against Point Loma. Right now, Chaminade is sitting at 7th overall in the PacWest Conference standings at 9-8. Dominican at 8-9 at 9th in the PacWest standings.
Yeah, and last night, Kate Even and Kat Thomason had 10 and 11 kills respectively, leading their team. Penguins were upset in five sets, though couldn't pull it off against Fresno Pacific.
Yeah, Fresno Pacific, a tough opponent. They are right there in between Chaminade and Dominican at the eighth spot. Fresno Pacific, after that win last night, is now 9-8 on the year. So Penguins in the middle of the pack and playing a bunch of teams in the middle of the pack. They go on the road to play against Notre Dame de Namur, who's 11-7, and they're fifth overall in the PacWest Conference. So who's your one player tonight for the Penguins that is going to have to get it done?
I think, well, of course, the main people in Amy Steinwein, Kate Even, Brittany Lateague, but yesterday we saw a good friend of ours, Chelsea Bone, in for the first time, and she split reps between her and Josie Walzer as setting, so it's going to be interesting. I think the key is going to be the setting as always, but it's going to be interesting to see, are they going to split time, and if so, how can Chelsea Bone handle her new role coming in her second game of the season?
Well, Walzer is getting the start tonight, and I'm assuming we will see Bone, just to give Walzer a little bit of a breather, but as you said, they split the duties last night. We'll see if that's the deal here tonight. They're both freshmen, and Walzer a little bit more experienced this year after playing the first all the games so far for the Penguins. And we will introduce the starting lineups for the visiting Chaminade Silver Swords. A 6'2" junior out of Encinito, California, number 14, Brooke Bell. 5'5" sophomore out of Mililani, Hawaii, number 16, Nina Torrio. A 5'10" freshman out of Temple City, California, number 21, Rachel Reedy. A 5'11" sophomore out of Plano, Texas, number 22, Emma Tecklenburg. A 5'7" junior out of Thousand Oaks, California, number 23, Skylar Curry. And a 6'1" junior out of Santa Clarita, California, number 88, Tezzeri Cernasek. And now we'll go over to the starters for the Dominican University of California Penguins. First, a 5'2" sophomore out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, number 3, Zoe Burgess. A 6'1" freshman out of Portland, Oregon, number 5, Catherine Johnson. A 6' junior out of San Jose, California, number 7, Brittany Lateague. 5'11" junior out of Phoenix, Arizona, number 11, Kate Even. A 5'8" senior out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, the magic wand, number 12, Amy Steinwein. And the 5'10" freshman out of Spokane, Washington, number 15, Josie Walzer. And, of course, the libero for the DUs, number 1, Hannah Wiles, a 5'6" freshman out of Battleground, Washington. The libero for the Silver Swords is going to be a 5'10" freshman out of Beaverton, Oregon, number 5, Claire Zanin. So, it's going to be a good matchup here tonight. The Chaminade Silver Swords, 9-8 in the Pac West Conference. The Penguins, 8-9 in the Pac West Conference under second year head coach Yami Nolan, assisted by Mu Young Chang in her second season along with coach Yami Nolan. Both teams have been announced, and a couple of basketball players, men's basketball players, that is, in the building, Jeremiah Gray, CJ Thomas, and Uta Uchida, and we will stand for our national anthem. All right, everybody. And as I mentioned before we went to the national anthem, a couple of basketball players in the building tonight. Uta Uchida, CJ, and Jeremiah Gray just walked in. I know Jordan Tribble is here as well. Men's basketball lost a heartbreaker today by 3 points to San Francisco State. And you have the final score of the women's basketball game. Who played Sonoma State earlier, in which we promised to bring you the final score?
Yeah, I'm glad to report the Penguins pulled off the win 94-79. At one point in this ballgame, they had a 25-point lead. Leading scorers for the Penguins was Sandra Ikiora, yet another double-double, 21-15. Elena Scott, 26 points, knocking down 5 3-pointers. Marissa Mondave with 19 total points on herself. So the Penguins starting off the season 2-0.
Man, the Lady Penguins on the women for women's basketball really getting it done, as that's something that was expected coming into this year. They had quite a good, experienced core coming back, and led by Sandra Ikiora, another double-double, and she averages one in her career.
Yeah, the preseason Pac West Conference Player of the Year.
All right, everybody, we are ready to go as Hannah Wiles will check in place of Kate even before this thing starts. The serve will come from the Silver Swords, Nina Torrio, the 5'5" sophomore. Torrio in the middle of the service line, backed up. Her standing serve picked up by Burgess out of the back row. Walser set far side. Wiles able to bump it over, picked up by the Silver Swords. Near side, Tacklenburg saved by Walser. Hannah Wiles out of the back row with the bump. Katherine Johnson able to get it over. The set by Tacklenburg. It goes cross court and out of bounds. So the Penguins start off this match. This set, I should say. With the lead 1-0.
Yeah, watch out for the power of Emma Tacklenburg, their leading kill leader. A lot of kills for her, so watch out for her power.
Back to serve, Katherine Johnson for the Penguins. Dug out by the liberos and in near side. Tacklenburg off the tape. Wiles bumps it up. Walser set far side. Katherine Johnson newly checked in place of Zoe Burgess. She'll get the kill. That one will go high off the arms of Zanin. Penguins with an early 2-0 lead.
Yeah, Tacklenburg on the season has so far 334 kills.
Oh, my goodness. Katherine Johnson serve off high off the arms of Zanin once again. Set by Curry off the hands of Hannah Wiles. A diving Katherine Johnson into the bleachers. No, unable to save it. Swords are on the board, 2-1. Checking in for the first time tonight, Brooke Bell in place of Sarah Nosek. So 300-plus kills, Brandon. I know you have the
20 on the season.
Just back to serve once again. Zanin, her fourth consecutive serve. Over the net, Lateague. Saved by the Silver Swords. The Penguins are going to let it sail out of bounds. And it's 3-all, everybody, as Kate Even checks back in place of Brittany Lateague. You're just tuning in. NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball We were talking about basketball earlier. We are hosting Chaminade. It's a volleyball Pac West matchup. Hannah Wiles back to serve the libero. She'll go deep with it off the hands of Zanin's Curry over to Bell. Penguins able to save it. Catherine Johnson out of the back row off the fists of Tacklenburg, unable to save it. That'll be a Kat Thomason credited with the kill. Penguins with a 4-3 lead. Wiles will be back to serve once again. The libero for the Penguins. Wiles, a 5'6" freshman out of Battleground, Washington, does a great job of the libero position for the Penguins. Her jump serve picked up by Zanin Curry with the set. Blocked by Kate Even. Swords with it again, far side, cross court. Walser unable to get to it. That'll be a kill for Rachel Reedy.
Yeah.
Checking in for the Silver Swords. Danielle Wiley and Kiana Drumheller.
Yeah, on that serve, we saw Hannah Wiles go with a jump serve, more with power. Before, we saw her with a standstill serve that just floats on over, so she's definitely changed his serve up.
Mixing it up, back to serve Wiley. Back set, Walser near side. Steinwan cross court. Wiley picks it up off the hands of Bell, just getting it over the net. Was newly checked in Drumheller. Kate Even gets it to fall. It'll roll off the top fingertips of Bell. It'll be a point. Credit Kate Even with the kill. Penguins up 5-4 here in set number one. Steinwan back to serve along the baseline of the basketball court. Way back there, almost to the wall here at the Conlin Center. Her serve goes deep. Off the hands of Torrio. Kill attempt by Drumheller, picked up by Walser. Cross court goes Steinwan. Not with the velocity that we normally see, but anything that finds the floor will get it done. Penguins up 2-6-4 here in set number one. Steinwan back to serve again. Kate Even orchestrating. Steinwan serve deep. Off the fist of Torrio, set by Wiley near side. Tacklenburg able to get it over. Steinwan out of the back row, dug out by Wiley. Bump set, Zanin, blocked by Even and Thomason. Swords with it one more time. Tacklenburg goes cross court and lands it in the corner. Credit Tacklenburg with the cross court kill. It is 6-5 Penguins checking in for the first time tonight. Kira Long in place of Nina Torrio. Tacklenburg serve off the fist of Johnson. Deep dig over the net. Walser with a joust at the net. Kate Even now. She'll get it over and it'll fall in between Zanin and Tacklenburg. So Kate Even gets credit for that kill. It's 7-5 Penguins as Zoe Burgess checks in place of Kat Thomason. Burgess to serve. Burgess is running serve off the tape. Oh, and off the hand of Drumheller, who keeps it alive. Penguins with a free ball now. Instead, Burgess will watch it sail out of bounds. And the scoreboard now says 7-5 as I was off by one. Burgess back to serve. Zanin picks it up. Bump set near side Wiley. Cross court long, picked up by Wiles. Far side Johnson off the block. Zanin with the bump set. Wiley near side. Long punching it over. Catherine Johnson there to pick it up. Out of the back row, Amy Steinwan into the net. And no, I was right, Brandon. It is now 8-6. They were one behind on the scoreboard. And there I was questioning myself. I know it's been a long day here on Penguin Radio, but I didn't think I missed a point.
Yeah, the scoreboard's been a question here in both basketball and the volleyball games.
That's
taking
okay.
A while to update.
Back to serve for the Silver Swords will be Tessa Torrey, who has checked in for the first time tonight. Off the hands of Steinwan. Burgess just able to save it, get it over Tessa Torrey with the bump. Wiley back set, far side, down the line goes Drumheller. Credit Drumheller with the kill. It's an 8-7 set number one, Penguins lead. Checking back in is Zanin in place of Tacklenburg. Serving once again, Isabella Tessitore, the 5'6" sophomore from San Diego. We have a pause in the action and we're back ready to go. Tessitore will run up to the service line. Her jump serve just clears the tape on a Wiles, unable to get it in time as Christian Williams and Jordan Williams, members of the men's basketball team, are now here. After a heartbreaking loss, Brandon, earlier, it's good to see that they're back out here at the Conlin Center supporting their women volleyball team. We're 8-all, everybody. Tessa Torrey to the service line. Oh, just clears the tape. Hannah Wiles able to get there this time. And it was a double hit on Wiles. Chaminade with their first lead of the night. 9-8 here in set number one. Tessa Torrey's fourth consecutive jump serve. Just clears the tape once again. Steinwan picks it up. Katherine Johnson far side, cross court. Zanin, bump set. Cernasek out of the back row, just able to get it over Wiley. Near side, Kate, even cross court, count it. Kate even with the cross court kill, 9-9 everybody. Brittany Lateague checks back in place of Hannah Wiles.
That's good to see there, Kate even on the kill, on the weak side. Chaminade doing, mixing things up, going weak side, strong side, running down the middle. So hopefully the Penguins can match that.
Kate even serving from the far corner. Back set, Wiley, far side, just sneaking it inside the back line was Drumheller. Credit her with the kill. 10-9 Silver Swords checking back in. Curry and Reedy in place of Wiley and Drumheller. Curry back to serve. No relation to Steph. Though it is spelled the same, Brandon. Curry, a 5'7 junior out of Thousand Oaks, California. Her jump serve to the back row. Burgess set by Walser. Far side, Katherine Johnson. No. They're going to call Walser for a double touch. And Walser needs to get things going. The thing is now, Brandon, that is if Walser starts to struggle, Bone is ready to go now that she is healthy. Curry back to serve again. Her jump serve in the back row. Steinwan off the face of Wild. Steinwan able to get it over Zanin. Front side set. Curry into the block goes Cernasek. Steinwan out of the back row trying to land it. No, picked up by Tessa Torrey, near side, Long, and she gets it to fall. Long with the kill, and it's 12-9. I believe our scoreboard is off by one once again, Brandon.
Yeah, on the side of Chaminade, a lot of the people on their team getting kills, not necessarily one person. Reedy, Tacklenburg, and Cernasek, each with a kill so far.
Curry back to serve once again for the Silver Swords. Her serve goes right side, picked up Steinwan. Walser bump set far side. Johnson cross court, Zanin to pick it up. Curry bump set near side. Owen just sailing it way wide with Kira Long as she short hops the back wall here at the Conlin Center. It's a 12-10 Sword lead. Walser to serve. Josie Walser will serve for the Penguins. Walser will run up. Her jump serve just clears the tape. Picked up Zanin. Bump set near side. Long out of the back row. Wiles with the dig. Quick set to Brittany Lateague. Picked up by Curry. Bump set. Cernasek far side. Swords able to get it over. Hannah Wiles bump set near side. Steinwan cross court. Curry there to pick it up. Zanin bump set. She'll come near side. Long into the block of Steinwan and Lateague. Swords with it once again. On the far side. That was Reedy as she will get the kill. It is 13-10, Silver Swords. Checking in are Tacklenburg and Torrio. 13-10, everybody, here in set number one. It's been a packed day for Penguin Radio and a packed weekend, to say the least. We've been here. I feel like I've been here more than I've been anywhere else this weekend, but we all love it. Josie Walser back set, Brittany Lateague into the big block of the 5'11 Tacklenburg and the 6'1 Cernasek as Kat Thomason checks in place of Zoe Burgess and Bell checks in place of Tessa Torrey. Claire. 13-11, Johnson served deep. Tessa Torrey with the bump set and Cernasek not able to get there. It seemed like she was hanging in the air forever, Brandon, but she couldn't hang up there long enough. It's 13-12 Swords.
Yeah, just jumped a little bit too early there, but like you mentioned, great hang time on it.
Yeah, missed timing though. Zanin with the dig off the Johnson serve. Down the line goes Reedy, and Wiles getting her body in front of it, doing everything she could to not just take it square off the chest. 14-12, Chaminade. Zanin back to serve. Her jump serve to the back row, picked up Johnson, back set. Walser, Kat Thomason off the block, and Thomason gets credit for the kill. As Kate even checks in place of Brittany Lateague, it's 14-13.
Kat Thomason really continuing her good game from last night, in which she had 9 kills, 3 so far here in the first set.
On a Wiles back to serve the libero. She'll come near side off Tacklenburg. Far side goes Reedy. She just punches it over, even at Thomason there to block it. But it will go out of bounds, so the Swords get the point. Checking in, Wiley and Drumheller in place of Curry and Reedy for the Silver Swords. Wiley back to serve. 15-13, Chaminade in the early goings from the right side of the service line. Stein won't able to pick it up. Walser just punches it over. Silver Swords with a free ball. Bump set, Wiley. Out of the back row goes Torrio. Quick set, Cat Thomason with the kill. 15-14, Penguins not going away. Penguins had problems with that last night, Brandon, letting the other team run away with sets. Steinwand back to serve up against the baseline, back almost against the wall. Her serve goes back row, Zanin bumps at Wiley, she'll come near side. That's Tacklenburg. Steinwand there with the dig. Katherine Johnson out of the back row, she'll find the back corner. And we're knotted up at 15, everybody. And what an exciting set number one this has been. It's been an exciting day, nonetheless, for athletics here at the Conlin Center. Steinwand back to serve with an opportunity to untie it. Torrio with the dig. Wiley back set far side. Bell off the tape. Wiles able to save it. Walser set far side. Thomason down the line. Wiley gets it over with a free ball again for the Penguins. Out of the back row, Amy Steinwand. She'll find the hardwood. And Steinwand gives the Penguins a 16-15 lead.
Yeah, back and forth set, as you mentioned, Forrest. But the Penguins are hanging on in there, really being active on both ends up in the front line. And also there, when you're playing that way, you never know who the ball will find. On that time, it found the right person, Amy Steinwand with the kill.
That's a service with Steinwand back for the service, I should say. Tecklenburg near side. She'll go down the line off the shoulder of Johnson. Steinwand saves it. Can they get it over? Wiles bumps it over. Free ball, Silver Swords set near side. Tecklenburg down the line, and Johnson was able to get in front of that one, but not being able to pop it up into the air. 16 all.
Yeah, there's the power by her. Tecklenburg, the kill leader, as we've mentioned, really pounded that ball. Nothing that Johnson could do there.
Tecklenburg serving, bumped by Wiles. Johnson cross court picked up Zanin. Wiley with the setter dump, just able to get it over. Walser bumps at Steinwand out of the back row. Off the tip of Bell at the net, long able to get it over. Steinwand with the diving save attempt, unable to get there in time. Credit Long with the kill. 17-16 Swords as Amy Steinwand is going to go mop up a little bit of sweat here on the hardwood at the Conlin Center.
Yeah,
we're in set number one.
Penguins really staying close here, only down by one. And yet, Chaminade has more attack opportunities, 37 to the Penguins, 27. And we saw that last night as well, and that resulted in a loss. So hopefully the Penguins can make up that margin.
Oh, and a service error for Tecklenburg. Straight into the net, we're not up at 17 as Burgess comes in for Thomason, more than likely to serve. And that means the Penguins are playing good defense if the Silver Swords have more attack opportunities, and we're tied here at 17 all, and it's set number one. Burgess back to serve. Her jump serve, Owen. We saw her go from the standing serve to a jump serve here in this game, looking to get a little more power, like Hannah Wiles does the same thing when she wants more power, and it'll be a service error by Burgess as it just sails out of bounds by about a foot. Back to serve for the Silver Swords, Isabella Tessitore. She'll run up to the service line and get it over along the near sideline. Wiles just looking to bump it over. Free ball, Silver Swords. Picked up Cernusek. Cernusek punches it over, even with the tip off the net. Burgess unable to save it. Swords take a two-point lead, 19-17. Don't want the Swords to reach the red zone first, Brandon, as Coach Yami Nolan is going to take a timeout here. 19-17. Swords lead. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Coach Nolan just took a timeout, Brandon. So why don't we hear from Coach Nolan here really quick?
Hi, this is Coach Nolan, and you are listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Well, that was Coach Yami Nolan, and you are listening to Penguin Radio worldwide and locally here on 102.3 FM in San Rafael. Good timeout, I think, by Coach Nolan. The Silver Swords are approaching that red zone, but it's a two-point game. Just kind of cut off the momentum and rethink things for the Penguins.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more there. Definitely just have to rethink things. Like you said, you don't want them to reach the red zone first. It's something that the Penguins have had trouble all season whenever they get into the red zone. So let's see what Coach Nolan has told them, and hopefully they can reach it first or push their set and win it in the end.
Chaminade will be serving. Back to serve, Tessa Torrey. Getting the sign from her coach where she wants her to serve it. The jump serve goes down the left side. Burgess set by Walser. Back set, Kate Even cross court. And a huge kill by Kate Even, the future superstar for the Penguins, as Brittany Lateague checks back in and plays to Hannah Wiles. Speaking of Even, she will serve. Long picks it up. Wiley set near side. Long down the line with the kill. And the Swords have reached the red zone here in set number one first, as Curry and Reedy check back in for the Silver Swords in place of Wiley and Drumheller. Is it ironic that the red zone in volleyball is the first to 20 points and the red zone is football, and football is inside the 20-yard line?
Coincidence.
Curry back to serve. That just popped into my head. Actually, I've been thinking it all year. Steinman with the bump out of the back row. Wilds. Wilds gets it over. Zanin, far side. Down the line goes Reedy. 21-3. The Penguins needing to climb back into this one. They need to go on some sort of a run. Coach Yami Nolan hoping that timeout would stop the momentum.
Yeah.
And so far to no avail.
I wouldn't be surprised if they run the seed with Brittany Lateague to build that momentum, really get things going.
And the seed with Lateague, the quick set with Even. They serve from Curry. Burgess out of the back row. Far side, Catherine Johnson straight down, and she'll get the kill. 21-19, Chaminade. Josie Walser back to serve, the freshman setter. Two freshman setters on the team, Brandon, after Hannah Smith graduated last year, but her sister Rebecca Smith is on the team, a freshman as well. Seven freshmen on a roster of 13 for the Penguins, as we may be checking. Oh, we're checking substitutions. We're checking substitutions as Coach Kahala Kalibas-Hoke wants to know how many she has left. 21-19, Swords lead. Walser back to serve. Her jump serve just clears the tape. Zanin there. Set by Curry, near side. Long cross court into the block of Lateague, and it'll go out of bounds. 22-19, Silver Swords.
Yeah, again, as Forrest mentioned, Penguins really having great defense up in the front line. Was able to get the hands on there. Was Lateague and Steinwan on the double block. Just unfortunate and rolling off their hands.
Yeah, they were there in right position. Just didn't pop in the right direction. Back to serve for Chaminade will be Torrio. Her standing serve to Zoe Burgess, shanked off the wrist. Walser keeps it alive. Steinwan able to get it over the net just barely. Cernusek bump far side, blocked by Even and Steinwan, but it'll just sail out of bounds as it made it all the way across court. Swords now 2 points away from taking set number one. It's 23-19, Chaminade.
Just an amazing effort by Amy Steinwan, preventing it to go out from the stands and just able to get it over the net.
Torrio back to serve, her standing serve to Burgess. Burgess unable to handle it again, and it's set point for the Chaminade Silver Swords, and Zoe Burgess is having trouble with the serves from Nina Torrio. And we will have a timeout taken. It's 24-19 Silver Swords, Brandon. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, and let's hear from one of our volleyball players. I can make your hands
clap. Hi, this is outside hitter Eleni Loizu, and you are listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Well, Eleni Loizu, one of the seven freshmen on the Penguin roster. And we've seen her more as of late as the season rolls along. And I have to believe that we'll see her here tonight.
Yeah, I think if things get late and Coach Nolan wants to switch things up, she's definitely been a factor. And she was in last night's ball game as well. Maybe get the other freshman in here, Becca Smith.
See if Burgess can handle her this time. Oh, off the Curry there. Still set point for the Silver Swords as Kat Thomason comes in place of Zoe Burgess. And Katherine Johnson, the freshman, will serve. Just getting it over the net. Zanin able to pick it up. Curry bump set near side. Ticklenberg. Hannah Wiles pops into the air. Far side set to Katherine Johnson. Cross court picked up by Zanin. Bump set. Curry near side. Bat set. Ticklenberg. It's 24-24. 21 in 10
seconds. You're listening to another night of DU Volleyball right here on Penguin Radio.
Well, it took a while. We had to corral Stuart Horn from the parking lot, but there he was, ladies and gentlemen. He sprinted in here. I believe that was a 4:09:40 from the parking lot here to Media Row at the Collins Center. But you did get your nightly dose of Stuart Horn. It is 24-21 Silver Swords. Katherine Johnson serving for the Penguins once again. Just able to get over. Zanin, a diving save. Curry back set. Far side. Cross court. Goes Reedy. Penguins able to save it. Katherine Johnson getting it over the net. Out of the back row. Torrio set. Curry quick set. And landing it into the back corner. Cernasek. Which is a good sign for the
Thumble. As you mentioned, for the Penguins, Kate Even and Kat Thomas.
So Swords take set number one. And we have 2.5 minutes until the next set gets underway. So we will be back with you in about 2 minutes. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
We are back here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Women's volleyball here at the Collins Center. The Dominican Penguins taking on the Chaminade Silver Swords as the Silver Swords took set number one, 25-21. We are switching sides now here as the Penguins will be going from our right to left. Chaminade from our left to our right as we are getting ready for action here. Chaminade took the first set again, 25-21.
Brandon, I think here in set number two, you have to see more of Amy Steinwan. She was quiet. Two kills in the first set. The kill leaders are Kat Thomason and Kate Even with four. But I think you have to see more Amy Steinwan here in set number two.
Josie Walzer serving for the Penguins. Gets it on over. A bump set by Curry. Right side. The kill was blocked by The kill was blocked on the side of the Penguins. The kill from Reedy. So the Penguins take it 1-0 lead. Josie Walzer will serve again for the second time. As she gets it on over. The set by Curry. Dumped on by Cernasek. Katherine Johnson right side down the line off the hands of Curry. So 2-0 there. Penguins strike early with the first 2 points of this second set.
And you know what, Brandon? We saw that same thing in set number one. They came out, we're leading 2-0. Hopefully they can keep it this time.
Walls are over. Set by Curry to the right side. And the kill by Rachel Reedy. That point will go in favor of Chaminade. So they'll get it 2-1. And serving for the Silver Swords will be Claire Zanin, the freshman from Beaverton, Oregon. Deep. The jump serve sends it over, but on the top of the tape, that's a service error. Point to the Penguins as Kat Thomason will check in for Zoe Burgess up in the front line. Katherine Johnson serving for your Penguins. Standstill serve. Gets it on over. Torrio in the back. Weak side cross-court kill. Gets off the top of the tape. Credit from the kill will be Tecklenburg.
Yeah, and that one just caught the tape, Brandon, and rolled from the far side of the court all the way across the tape to the near side of the court. No Penguins able to get there in time. And sometimes things just fall your way, and sometimes they don't.
Daniel Wiley sends it on over. Thomason back set Walzer. Latigue on over. It was blocked initially by Bell, but goes on out of bounds. So 4-2, Penguins still with the two-point lead. Hannah Wiles will be serving for the Penguins. Wiles now spins the ball. Jump serve. Floats it over. Beautiful dive by Zanin in the front line. Off the hands of Amy Steinwein. Dived on by Wiles and tries to kick it. Was Katherine Johnson on the third attempt. Nothing you can do there. Tried everything she could. But the point will go to the Swords. 4-3. And serving now is Emma Tecklenburg, their kill leader with over 300 kills on the season. Tecklenburg over and to the back, received by Wiles. Back set from Walzer to Steinwein is blocked. Penguins recover it. Thomason on over. Bump set forward. The kill over to the side of the Penguins. Walzer now. Thomason on the set. Off the hands of Claire Zanin. Kill for the Penguins as Amy Steinwein will be serving.
And Kat Thomason really playing well tonight. She has. That's her fifth kill of the night, and we're early here in set number two.
Steinwein way deep, gets it to their back line, dumped on forward by Wiley, and the kill down the line by Kira Long. Goes down and out the line, though, so the point will go to the Penguins. Steinwein will serve for the second consecutive time. Steinwein over, bump set forward by Wiley, and it sails wide on the kill attempt by Brooke Bell. So Steinwein yet again will continue this run for the Penguins. 4-point lead, 7-3, set number two. Over to Steinwein, Zanin now. Bell tries the quick kill. Off now to Wiles, set by Walzer. Kate even to the back line. That time, it'll go just over and out as the point will go to the Silver Swords. Serving for the Silver Swords will be Isabella Tezitor, the sophomore from San Diego. Tezitor hits the top of the net. That's a service error for her. Penguins now will extend that lead. 8-4.
And Penguins went on a little bit of a run there and just letting it go wide, and that broke the momentum. And a service error right away. Penguins are getting the momentum right back.
Burgess will see if she can get it over, and she does. Set by Zanin. Back set now by Wiley, and the kill is in by Drummler. Point credited to her, and the kill 5-7 now. As we're going to get some cleanup on the court. Hannah Wiles cleaning their side up there. As serving for the Silver Swords when we're ready will be Skylar Curry, the junior, 5'7", the setter from Thousand Oaks, California.
CJ Thomas is also from Thousand Oaks, California, Brandon. A little fun fact.
Wonder if they know each other. Over now, the set by Curry. A lot of power there and movement on the joust. Josie Walzer pushes it forward. That'll be a point for the Penguins. 9-5 now as Kate Even will be serving for the Penguins. And coming on out for Hanna Wiles will be Brittany Lateague up front. Kate Even likes that deep corner, and she's going to jump, serve it on over. Curry sets it forward, block there. The kill by Long was Lateague. Now the second attempt on the kill was Cernusek. Brittany Lateague able to get it on over. Set by Curry to the left side. That'll be a kill for Kira Long down the line. And point for the Swords.
Penguins looking to get to double digits first, Brandon. The Silver Swords got to double digits first in set number one. And they took set number one. We'll see if that's a key theme here throughout the night.
Nina Torrio now serving. The standstill serve. Ooh, just gets it over the net. Hanna Wiles in the back. Bump serve. Amy Steinwan gets it on over. Curry now. Torrio. The kill. Cross court by Tecklenburg is digged out by Zoe Burgess. Katherine Johnson on over now. And the kill is on in by Tecklenburg for the Silver Swords. That'll go on in. 9-7 now. Penguins still hang on to that 2-point lead, and checking on in and back will be the libero for the Silver Swords, Claire Zanin. Torrio taking a couple bounces, pounds it in the back. Now she's ready. Standstill serve, clears the top of the net. Wiles receives it. Brittany Lateague, quick set. Over to the side. Now back to the Penguins. Katherine Johnson, cross court, off the hands of one of the Silver Swords. Looks like it was Rachel Reedy there. So the point will go to the Penguins. As Forrest mentioned, they'll reach the double-digit mark first as Josie Walzer will be serving.
As much as we know, that means absolutely nothing, but we'll see if it's a recurring theme here tonight.
Walzer now on over to the side of the Penguins. Wiles bump set, Steinwand. Weak side, gets it on over. The setter dump by Curry on over, pushes it forward. The point will go on in, and checking back in for the Silver Swords will be Brooke Bell up front. Bell, 6'2", lot of height there for the Silver Swords, and serving it on over is Zanin, bumped in the back by Torrio. Set, quick set attempt there by Curry to Bell, but she wasn't able to time it. Point will go to the Penguins as Katherine Johnson will be serving.
Johnson went on a bit of a run in set number one to get the Penguins back in the game towards the end of the set. They'll see if she can do the same and run away.
Katherine Johnson, the standstill serve over, and now just able to get it on over is Tecklenburg to the side of the Penguins. Quick set by Amy Steinwan is blocked and stuffed. Josie Walzer blocked up front, double block. Credit to the Silver Swords checking on back in. Will be Daniel Wiley and Kiana Drumheller for the Silver Swords. And Wiley will be the one serving. She's ready, and she floats it on over. Josie Walzer sets it to Kat Thomason, who tries to go cross court. Back now to the side of the Penguins. Up on forward is Drumheller. Over and point for Chaminade. 11-10, cutting the deficit to only one for the Silver Swords.
And this is where the Penguins are going to have to tighten up on the defensive side. No more mental errors.
Wiley on over. Josie Walzer to Kat Thomason. Cross-court kill dug on in the back by the diving Wiley. And now the cross-court kill by Tecklenburg is on in off the hands of Walzer. So 11-11. We are knotted up here in set number two. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We will be back in 10 seconds after we hear from one of our volleyball players.
This is setter Josie Walzer from Dominican Volleyball. You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
And we are back here after that. Josie Walzer, she had the ball coming off her hands here and tying it up for the Silver Swords. But the Penguins had a good four-point lead here early in set number two, and they reached 10 points first. Competitive second set here for us as the kill leaders for the Penguins, pretty even, and Kate Even and Catherine Johnson.
Hey, Even and Johnson are really getting it done, along with Thomason, who's the kill leader for the Penguins with five. And we've just played that bit by Walzer. Walzer with 15 assists tonight, and she leads all players. The setter for the Chaminade Silver Swords, Curry, only with 11 assists.
And as we mentioned, the leaders for the Penguins, also in digs, is Hannah Wiles, of course, the libero. And to the side is Claire Zanin, too, as they will get it on over. Chaminade running the seed. Brittany Lateed, quick set, able to get it on in. And just like that, they run the seed. Penguins, one-point advantage. Hannah Wiles will be serving it. It's going to be interesting to see if she'll go with a power serve or if she's just going to float it on over. I think she might float it on over because the back line is playing deep. Wiles on over, goes with the power this time. Wiley sets it on forward, and it'll go wide on the cross-court kill by Tecklenburg. So the Penguins extend their lead back up to two. Hannah Wiles will be serving for the second consecutive time. Wiles now is ready. The jump floater, and dug out by Zanin, back to the side of the Penguins. Amy Steinwand tries to dink it on over off the hands of Kate Even as Chaminade sends it back. So they'll get a point on there, 13-12 in set number two. And Emma Tecklenburg, the kill leader for Chaminade, will be serving. Around her corner, Hannah Wiles digs it on the back. Walzer able to save it, and Steinwand just has to get it on over. Blocked in the front by Bell. Bump set. Kat Thomason on over. Just able to push it on forward is Tecklenburg. Kat Thomason tries to run the pipe on over. Bell sends it over. Setter dump attempt by Walzer. Back on to Even. And the point will go to Chaminade. 13-13, we are knotted up yet again.
Kate Even tried to get it over the net there, Brandon. She went wide of the antenna. Looked like she had an opportunity. Penguins had one more bump, one more touch. She could have got it back to the middle.
Wiles now, Walzer sets it forward to Thomason. Cross court, it is blocked by Bell and Drummler up front. And Chaminade takes their first lead of this second set, 14-13, continuing on the run. Tecklenburg, third consecutive time, received by Johnson. Over now was Kate Even off her hands, so Thomason just had to send it on over wide of the antenna. 15-13, Tecklenburg to serve yet again.
Penguins need to settle down, says Coach Yami Nolan. They had a four-point lead, now trail by two.
Tecklenburg over, received by Johnson. Set by Walzer. Kate Even is stuffed by the double block yet again of Drummler and Brooke Bell. Three-point lead now, the biggest of this set for the Silver Swords. Tecklenburg near that corner. As she'll jump, set it on forward. Kate Even with a quick set, gets it on over. Back set attempt from Wiley, and it'll be blocked, but out of bounds. 4-point lead for Chaminade. We're going to have a substitution here for the Penguins. Coming out for Amy Steinwand, and for the first time tonight, will be Eleni Luezu, the freshman out of Glendale, Arizona. Tecklenburg, jump serve on over, reaches the top of the net, and the Penguins catch a break there. Much needed during that run, 14-17, as the recently checked in Luezu will be serving for the Penguins.
Yeah, they catch a little bit of a break. Let's see if they can turn the momentum around.
Luezu on over, the set by Wiley. Brooke Bell, a lot of power there up front. Hannah Wiles, bump set, just sends it on over. Wiley now, miscommunication. There, Bell wasn't able to hang up in the air that long, so Another error and another points credited to the Penguins.
Penguins communicating a little bit better as of late. Really paying off.
Beautiful serve on over by Luizu. A lot of movement. Chaminade now can't control it. Wide of the antenna as they try to send it on over. 16-17. So just like that, Luizu has brought her team back to only a deficit of one. Luizu over. Oh, just reaches the top of the net. Can't trickle it on over. Point to the Swords. 18-16. And serving is the 6-2. Brooke Bell, their tallest player on the team. Bell standstill serve to the back. Luizu set, back set by Josie Walzer. The kill by Kate Even is on in. Credit to Even on the kill, 17-18. And serving and checking out for Kat Thomason, of course, will be Zoe Burgess. Penguins getting their alignment right here. Before Burgess serves. Burgess now gets it over to the back set by Wiley, and the kill is on in by Kiana Drummler. Point to Chaminade, extending there.
And gets it 20 points
down the line, and yet again it takes that spin and up yet again. 19-19, and a timeout by Chaminade, by head coach Kala Cabales-Hoke. We will be right back here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We will hear yet from another one of our volleyball players.
This is libero Hannah Wiles from Dominican Volleyball. You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
And we are back here in set number two. If you're just joining us here on Penguin Radio, the Penguins taking on the Chaminade Silver Swords as the Silver Swords took set number one, 25-21. Penguins pulled off here early with a four-point lead, but now we are knotted back up at 19 in set number two. Penguins were trailing after they led, but coming on in, Eleni Luizu, kind of their spark plug, and they scored four straight points.
And Brandon, it's 19-19. Nothing here that has happened in set number two matters. It is now a race to six, and that is all that matters. First one to six wins in set number two. Penguins must win to tie it up at one set apiece.
Kate Even serving for the second consecutive time. Deep in her corner. Gets it on over to the back. Curry now with the set to Long, as they like to do it there on the weak side. On the side of the Penguins, Thomason is stuffed up front, but able to get it over was Kate Even off the hands in the back there. Point will count, 20-19. Penguins retake the lead, and they have reached the red zone.
Kate Even, a spark plug as always, getting her team back into this one and giving them the lead.
Kate Even forward off the hands of Curry, but received in the back initially by Rachel Reedy, 21-19.
And look at that, just 2 points after the last timeout taken by Coach Hoke. She takes another one. It was 19-19 at the last time out. 21-19 Penguins here. And the Penguins, it's a race to six. They're up two zips so far after that timeout at 19 apiece.
Yeah, and they pulled off two straight points there. Kate Even definitely the spark plug, as she is the kill leader on the night. Amy Steinwein has been quiet for us, as you've mentioned. We'd like to see more of her.
Yeah, quiet as you mentioned. Only two kills for Steinwein. Kate Even, the kill leader, with seven, but not surprised by that. She's forming herself into the next Penguin superstar.
Yeah, Kate Even there definitely going to be definitely will receive the torch, as Amy Steinwein will pass it on over to her when she graduates this year. And, of course, senior night will be on November 18th next week here inside the Igloo. But the start time for that will be at 2 o'clock p.m., the first 2 o'clock p.m. start time of the season, and will be the last.
Yes, Steinwand, as you mentioned, passing that magic wand over to Kate Even. And I can't think of a better person to pass it to. Kate Even's a spark plug. She's a leader on the floor and vocally. I mean, Kate Even does it all. She serves, she plays defense, and here she is again.
Kate Even on over, and they will let it sail on out. Was Tecklenburg, but it reaches and touches the line, so that'll count on in. 22-19, Penguins with a three-point lead. Even yet again, gets it over. Doug on the back. Curry the set to Long, stuffed by Lateague. On over by Walzer. To the Penguins, and Zoe Burgess touches it, jumping as high as he can, as high as she can, excuse me, in the back, off her hands, 22-20. Chaminade will serve it, and that will be Nina Torrio serving.
That was a tough play for Burgess. It was tipped at the net by Lateague and Johnson. Burgess is unable to adjust in time.
Torrio standstill serve. Burgess can't handle it. Luizu and Wiles just has to bump it on forward. Katherine Johnson with the kill attempt as she raises on up, but it'll go over the line and sail on out. Chaminade down by one, 22-21. Serving
Torrio.
Yet again, yes, serving yet again will be Torrio.
And she ran it out last set, too, at the service line.
And that time, Burgess will let it sail on wide. Point to the Penguins. Penguins 2 points away from taking set number two, and that'll be Josie Walzer serving for your Penguins. We know Walzer can get her team on the run, and she's looking to finish it off here. Curry, the set on forward, blocked by Lateague up front. Now to that side of Tecklenburg. It'll be tip off the one of the hands of the Penguins. So that point will go to Chaminade, 23-22. And serving for the Silver Swords will be their libero, Claire Zanin, 5'10 freshman. Zanin over, received by Luizu Walzer. And a quick set there. Brittany Lateague running the pipe that time, 24-22. As Hannah Wiles will come in for Burgess. Excuse me, Kat Thomason will come in for Burgess. And this will be set point. Katherine Johnson on over. Curry to Bell. Lots of power. Sails down the line and just on in. 24-23. Yet another exciting set here in set number two. Rachel Reedy serving for Chaminade. The jump serve on forward, received by Wiles and handled. Walzer forward. Kat Thomason on over. Able to get it over was Zanin. The cross-court kill attempt by Johnson. Reedy now off the hands of Hannah Wiles. That'll be a point to Chaminade, 24-24. But you have to win by two. So the first to 26 will take this most likely in set number two. Rachel Reedy to serve again. And she will hit top of the net. That'll be a point for your Penguins, 25-24. And Hannah Wiles has a chance here for set point.
Yeah, Brandon, as far as I'm concerned, we're getting some free volleyball. I only paid for 25 points per set.
Hannah Wiles spinning it. And now she's ready. The float on serve, digged in the back by Zanin, reaching on forward. Tecklenburg cross court. Wiles able to receive it on the joust. There was Thomason and Even. Forward by Tecklenburg. Off the hands of the diving Thomason. On forward was Even to their side. Bell with the dink. Wiles able to pancake it on over, but they'll say it touched the ground first. Wiles is making her case. She said she was able to pancake it, but they're not buying it. It'll be a point to Chaminade, 25-25. Regardless, great effort by Wiles there.
I'm just in awe by that decision, Brandon. Hannah Wiles had her hand under it. It was a pancake, the first one of the night, and it gets called the other way. In shock, Cotton.
And after Kate Even ties her shoes, we are ready. Sets it on forward was Tecklenburg. Thomason now stuffed by Bell, and it is off her face. Nothing you can do there off the block. 26-25. timeout by Coach Yami Nolan, and a good timeout. The Swords are 1 point away from taking this set.
1 point away, as you said, Brandon. You win by two. And what an exciting set number two. The Penguins looking to take it. Hannah Wiles thought she had the pancake. Instead, no. And the Penguins not going away here in set number two. They had as much of a four-point lead. Swords came back. The Penguins have been playing tough since then. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a quick set to even or Latigue running the seat here to tie it up.
Yeah, go to something you're comfortable with, and that's what's been working all night and all season long. As we've said before, Amy Steinwand only with two kills in this game, but able to step up our other of her teammates, and that's Katherine Johnson, Brittany Latigue, Kate Even, Kat Thompson, on the side of Chaminade, Tecklenburg, and Reedy having themselves a night. Nine kills and eight kills respectively. But on that weak side, look out for Kira Long. She loves to run it down the line off the set by Curry. So look out for that here. And we're back in action and in play. Here for set point is Emma Tecklenburg. Over, dug in the back by Wiles. Set by Walzer. Thomason able to get it in forward just inside the line. We are knotted up yet again. 26-26. And here's the girl that started it all on the run when she checked on in. Eleni Luezu now to serve on forward in the jump serve. Lots of movement always on her serve. To the side now of the Penguins, Wiles. Walzer, Kate even tries to dink it on forward, but it'll be received there by Rachel Reedy. On the dump, and point for Chaminade was Kira Long. That time, she didn't go with the kill, but just not the kill with power, but just able to dink it on in. Brooke Bell now serving for set point. Luezu dug on in the back. Walzer back set. Even just tries to get it on forward, and she does. Chaminade now, cross-court kill by Kira Long. That'll give them set number two, 28-26. Penguins now, unfortunate, had a four-point lead in the set, but couldn't hang on to it. Now they'll just be fighting to look for set number four. Third set here, as Chaminade has taken the first two here at the Igloo.
And the Penguins, if they're going to win this one, they're going to have to go to five. And they did it last night. They were down two sets early, went to a fifth set. Unfortunately, lost that one 15-11 to Fresno Pacific. But they've done it before. They've been down 2-0 and forced to set number five. And they just can't stop believing, Brandon, if you're going to make it to set number five.
Yeah, the song playing here is Don't Stop Believing. And on that note, we'll turn you on to our dose of music here on Penguin Radio. We will be back in about 4 minutes.
But we are live back here at the College Center, and that was your beloved Brandon Cadiz on the Miley Cyrus Party in the USA cover. Yeah, I did turn your mic on. Yeah, that was funny, though. I mean, you have a good voice, just you wouldn't be on the radio, right?
Yeah, exactly.
A DJ's on the radio. That is you, nuts, all right?
Shout out to Mark Carlson for his karaoke. No one can beat him, though.
We're getting ready for set number three. Zanin Tecklenburg, Reedy, Curry, Torrio, and Cernusek on the floor for the Silver Swords. Johnson, Luezu, Latigue, Walser, Wiles, and Burgess out there for the Penguins. Torrio back to serve. We're in set number three, everybody. Silver Swords took the first two sets. Torrio serve picked up. Burgess set by Walser near side. Johnson saved the gear. Nice job. Penguins get the point as that one came flying over, and it was going to take out the computer and would have forced Stuart Horn to get us a new one. Yeah, maybe we should have let it hit it.
Yeah, I thought one of their players were going to come out and dive onto us, too. Got to protect myself here.
Yeah, but you're a little guy, but with a big heart, Brandon.
Exactly.
Katherine Johnson with the service error straight into the net. One apiece as Bell checks back in place of Cernusek. And Zanin back to serve. Zanin's jump serve. Wiles Bump set Walser, far side. Thomason cross court, no. Picked up by Torrio, near side, just punching it over. Was Tecklenburg. Walser trying to save it. She does. Wiles out of the back row, just gets it over. Free ball, Silver Swords. Bell off the tip by Eleni Loezu. Gives the Swords a 2-1 lead. Back to serve for the Silver Swords at libero once again. Claire Zanin, her jump serve just clears the net. Thomas able to pick it up. Quick set. Brittany Lateague. Oh, off the shoulder of Reedy. And it goes over the net as Josie Walser goes down the near line. Credit her with the kill. And Brandon, that was just remarkable.
Yeah, she didn't even mean to do that. Just bounced off her shoulder and on over. But in the end, Penguins got the point.
Yes, they did. Hannah Wiles back to serve, 2-2. Back row, Torrio. Long dig, Curry able to set it. Bell into the corner. And, boy, she lands it into that far corner. Bell is pretty good, 3-2. Wiley and Drumheller checking in place of Curry and Reedy. Reedy, surprising to see her coming out tonight, Brandon. She's done pretty good. She's the second leading killer for the Silver Swords. Wiles with the dig off of the Wiley serve. Leiweizu, cross court, Torrio. Wiley able to bump it. Torrio gets it over the net. Far side for Kate Even. But it was a double touch by Josie Walser. That'll give the Swords a 2.4-2 lead.
I think a key in this set will be Bell. She doesn't jump high, but she has a lot of power when she pounds it on down.
Wiles able to pick it up. Kate Even off the quick set. Oh, and she will get a kill. What a bit of velocity on that one as Torrio on the dig attempt as it goes into the Silver Sword bench. 4-3, Chaminade. Back to serve, Eleni Loezu. Her jump serve goes cross court. Picked up. Tecklenburg, near side, just punching it over the net was Drumheller. Walser set far side. Thomason cross court, picked up Zanin. Set by Wiley backwards to the far side of the court. Reedy down the line, into the corner, and it was tipped. So it's a point either way for the Silver Sword, checking in long in place of Torrio. Tecklenburg back to serve. Brandon, she's been a nuisance for the Penguins so far. Her serve to Wiles. Set by Walser. Thomason running the seat. Tecklenburg able to keep it alive. Wiley set near side long. Off the block of Walser. Walser just trying to dump it over the net. And it barely caught her pinky as she was just trying to dink it over. That'll give the Silver Swords a 6-3. It will serve. Zoe Bird serve, trailing by one. Her serve touched by Even. Walser has to bump it over. Free ball for the Silver Swords. Wiley with the set near side. Bell into the block of Even and Walser. Far side. 5, Chaminade leads. She'll go cross court. Bump by Long. To Lateague. Diving save by Zana. Penguins with a free ball. Touched by Loezu. Far side. Johnson lands it in the back corner. And it's 7-all here in set number 3. And the Penguins trail 2-0. Must win from here on out for the DUs. Kate Even from their far corner. Bump by Long. Wiley back set, far side. Drumheller cross court. Oh, and it just misses the back line. Penguins with their lead, with an 8-7 lead here in set number 3. This is their first lead of set number 3.
Kate Even starting yet another spark and run here.
Her serve picked up by Long. Wiley set. Drumheller just punches it over. Even with the set. Near side, Loezu over, bumped by Wiley. Bump set from Zanin into the block of Walser, but it lands in, no, out of bounds. It'll land out of bounds, and we will be knotted up at 8 apiece. Curry back to serve for the Silver Swords. Her running serve clears the tape. Loezu back row, back set Wiles. Lateague running the C, picked up by Curry. Zanin far side. Going cross court with it is Reedy. Penguins keeping it alive. Johnson punching it over the net. Long with the bump. Curry quick set. Curry, she'll be back behind the service line. Her jump serve clears the net. Loezu high to Johnson. She'll go cross court off the block. Curry just trying to get it over. Long will, and it lands on the back line. Swords take a 2.10-8 lead. And for the first time tonight, we will see Rebecca Smith for the Penguins, the 5'9 freshman out of Reno, Nevada, and she'll take the place of Eleni Loizu. Curry will continue to serve for the Silver Swords. Her jump serve goes into the net. It's a service error for Curry. The Penguins steal a bit of the momentum. They only trail by one. Josie Walser back to serve for the DUs. The freshman's jump serve just clears the tape. Dug out Zanin. Curry set near side long into the block of Smith and Lettigue. Silver Swords with it once again. Long down the line. Picked up by Walser. Bumped over by Zoe Burgess. Free ball. Curry with the back set. Far side going cross court. It's Rachel Reedy. Swords lead 11-9. And Torrio is along with Tecklenburg checking back in for Chaminade.
Yeah, that was Rachel Reedy's ninth kill, and she had a lot of power and velocity on that going cross court. Zoe Burgess just couldn't do anything.
Torrio served straight to Rebecca Smith. Quick set, Lettigue into the corner. Penguins reach double digits here. They trail by one. Burgess coming out to take a break. Thomason will check in her place. Bell will take a seat as well as Claire Zanin will come back in the libero for the Silver Swords. Catherine Johnson to Zanin off the serve. Near side, Tecklenburg, Wiles with the high bump. Bump set from Walser, and the kill attempt will sail wide. Chaminade with a two-point lead as Bell checks back in place of Cernusek. Back to serve Zanin. Zanin clears the tape. Oh, far side into the stands. Johnson Wiles needs to get it over. She will. Free ball Swords. Bumped by Zanin. Quick set. Curry up front. Bell blocked by Lettigue. Silver Swords unable to keep it up, and it'll be a point for the Penguins. And just a really tightly contested third set to go along with that fabulous set number two, Brandon, which ended up 28-26 as Kate Even checks back in. In place of Brittany Lettigue, Hannah Wiles serving for the Penguins. Wiles jump serve. Back row, Torrio set by Curry. Far side, and that will be a kill. And credit Reedy with the kill, 13-11, as she goes cross court. And Wiley, along with Drumheller, come back in place of Reedy and Curry. Wiley will be back to serve for the Silver Swords. Her jump serve to the back row. Catherine Johnson set by Walser. Johnson out of the back row, picked up Zanin. Wiley with the set near side. Tecklenburg saved Wiles. Even into the block of Bell. Penguins keeping it alive. Wiles out of the back row, able to get it over. Torrio bumped towards the front of the net. Bell punches it over. Even, and she touched it twice consecutively. Not allowed to do that. Kate even doing anything she can. And Coach Yummy Nolan wants a timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. 14-11, Swords.
This is DS Zoe Burgess from Dominican Volleyball. You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Zoe Burgess, the 5'2" sophomore out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, a specialist from the service line, Brandon. And as the Penguins trail 14-11 here in set number three, down two sets to none. Just trying to claw their way back into this one. Similar situation last night. They were down two sets to none and brought it back for a set number five, evidently losing that one to Fresno Pacific by a score of 15-11 in the last set. But they did bring it back to set number five to extend their chances, and they're looking to do that here. Back to serve for Chaminade out of the Yummy Nolan timeout will be Wiley. Wiley's jump serve, back row. Picked up Johnson. Walser set far side. Thomason cross court. Picked up Torrio out of the back row. Wiley set near side. Tecklenburg down the line, and she lands it in the back corner. She will give the Silver Swords a four-point lead. It's 15-11 here in set number three. Brandon, Penguins need a little bit better communication, I think. Somebody's got to be back there covering that corner. Wiley serve, Johnson. Oh, shanked off the fist, and it'll go under the net. Swords with a five-point lead, and they're starting to run away.
Yeah, off that timeout, we expected them to be more composed, but hasn't really communicated well after yet.
Wiley serve, high off the arms of Smith. Walser bump set, Smith near side. The southpaw goes cross court, picked up Wiley. Wiley set near side, Tecklenburg off the block of Smith, and it'll go out of bounds. Swords up 17-11, and this is their largest lead since set number one at 6 points.
Yeah, really running away with it, and the Penguins just seem to get in the defensive position. But
Wiley,
go ahead.
Now Wiley with a service error. That might break the momentum. You don't always have to do it yourself, Brandon. Mental errors and unforced errors can turn the game on its head quickly. Rebecca Smith, the southpaw, back to serve on the near side of the service line, and they trade service errors. Rebecca Smith's first time serving tonight, first time serving in a while here at the Conlin Center, and she'll give the Silver Swords a freebie as Long checks back in place of Torrio. Swords with a 6 point, 18-12 lead. Back to serve, Tecklenburg. Back row Smith bumped up towards the net. Quick set to Kat Thomason, blocked. Thomason over the net again. Oh, and she misses the back line by about 3 inches. Swords 1 point away from that red zone. And it's proved to happen at least tonight. Brandon, first one to reach the red zone, has come out victorious. Tecklenburg served to Wiles back row. Thomason bump set out of the back row. Wiles just able to get it over. Picked up Tecklenburg. Far side, Reed down the line, Johnson for the DUs. Thomason down the line, Wiley, and credit Kat Thomason with the kill. And Brandon, actually, I take that back. First to reach 20 points is not one. The Penguins, out of the last timeout, or the last set, they were up 21-19 at one point, and the Swords actually came back. So scratch that. The Swords do lead this set three by a score of 19-13. Zoe Burgess picking another spot in the far corner over where Kate Even serves now. Far side, Wiley down the line. Trying to save it was Johnson. Couldn't get there in time. It's a 7 point, 20-13. Chaminade lead.
Yeah, and looking to close things off here will be Brooke Bell. We know she has a lot of power, doesn't need to jump on her serves.
Brooke Bell's serve, standing serve to the back row, Rebecca Smith. Kate Even running the C. Cernicek with the tip. Long goes cross court into the net. Penguins inching back. It's 20-14 as Lateague comes back in place of Hannah Wiles. Look for Lateague runs the C a lot, Brandon. Even runs the C. Even off the quick set. Burgess from the service line. Good line about there on the floor for the Penguins as Even serves out of that back far corner. Wiley with the set. Far side, Reedy. Unable to save it are the Penguins. Becca Smith and Walser diving to the floor to try to save it. No, it's a 7 point lead as Hannah Wiles comes back in place of Kate Even. Curry will be back to serve for the Silver Swords. Curry having a good game tonight. The 5'7 junior out of Thousand Oaks. Her jump serve back row. Oh, and it sails out of bounds. Penguins catch a break. 21-15. Josie Walser, the freshman setter, will serve for the Penguins. Must win for the Penguins. They're down 2-0.
Walser with 27 assists on the night.
And her serve goes off the tape. Picked up Zanon Curry, set near side. Long down the line. And it sails out of bounds. It's 21-16. Penguins clawing their way back in it. And they need to, as the Swords are 4 points away. Where is Amy Steinwand? She hasn't been on the floor for a while, Brandon. That's interesting. Walser's serve goes wide to the near side, over towards us here on media row. I don't know what you said to her before the game, but she needs to stop serving in our direction.
I don't want to speculate anything, but maybe an injury with Amy Steinwand. You're right, we haven't seen her in quite a while, Forrest.
Well, and she does have only 2 kills on the night, uncharacteristic by the Thousand Woman, the magic wand, Amy Steinwand. Torrio's standing serve, Burgess out of the back row, quick set to Lateague, off the hands of Curry. Torrio keeps it alive, unable to get it over Zanon. It's 22-17, Silver Swords, Catherine, check it, Kat Thomason comes in for Zoe Burgess. the local San Rafaelian out of Marin Catholic High School. Catherine Johnson's serve goes to Tecklenburg, blocked by Even, it's the Teague. Unable to make the play over here in the broadcast booth. Sails over our heads. And it is 22-18, Chaminade. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Let's hear from one of our Penguins, 22-18, Silver Swords.
Hi, this is middle blocker Kate Even, and you're listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Boy, Kate Even, we've been calling her name quite a few times tonight, Brandon. She is the kill leader for the Penguins tonight. She's playing very well. She has 9 kills, and a name, now that we have a break in the action, that we haven't been calling quite often and isn't even on the floor right now for the Penguins and hasn't been for much of this third set is Amy Steinwald.
Yeah, we have to wonder why. And she seems to be here on the bench. I've seen her standing so far. Everything seems to look good for her. Maybe just a strategy situation? Not quite sure what Coach Yami Nolan thinks.
I don't know about a strategy, Brandon, as she is the 1,000-point woman for the Penguins, the magic wand, the hammer. She has all these nicknames. She's one of the greats in DU volleyball history, and when the Penguins are in a must-win set, she's not on the floor. I mean, we can only speculate that she might be injured, but she looks completely fine. That's to our judgment anyway. Catherine Johnson back to serve. Her standing serve into the back row. Zanin set by Curry near side. Tecklenburg blocked by Lateen, kept alive by Johnson, and she will set or dump it over the net. Curry with the quick set to Cernosek. And she will get the kill. It's 23-18 as Bell checks in place of Cernosek. Silver Swords 2 points away with the libero. Zanin back to serve. Back row, Thomason. Set by Walser, far side. Thomason into the block of Bell. Walser keeps it alive. Thomason once again blocked by Bell again. Rebecca Smith keeps it alive. Bump set by Walser. Smith the lefty. And it sails way out of bounds, Brennan. And it is now match point for Chaminade, and the Penguins are in danger of losing their 5th straight, 2nd in a row here at home. Zanin back to serve. Thomason eye off the arms. Johnson can't keep it alive, and Chaminade Silver Swords are victorious here at the Conlin Center. Boy, oh boy, and a dominant match by the Silver Swords. The teams evenly matched coming into the game, but as soon as the Silver Swords stepped into the Conlin Center, they really took control of the match.
Yeah, whenever they went on the run, the Penguins would let them continue at that run. There'd be some mental mistakes, but other than that, Chaminade was able to really pull things off. And I was surprised there in the second set. The Penguins had that 4-point lead, as we'd like to say. I thought they were going to even it up at 1-1. But towards the end of that second set, Amy Steinwand did not come back into the game, and we didn't really see her here in the third set as well. And that'll do it here. None of the Penguins reached 10 kills tonight. Kate Even only had 9. She was one away. And the kill leaders for Chaminade will be Tecklenburg and Reedy with 12 and 10 respectively.
Well, unfortunately, almost there has been the theme for the Penguins this weekend here at the Conlin Center with basketball yesterday and today. Basketball yesterday, they lost by 2. Today they lost by 3 to open their 2 games. Volleyball last night wins a heartbreaker in the 5th set by 4, 15-11, and they get swept here tonight. One more game in the Conlin Center, though, Brandon, as the Chaminade Silver Swords come out victorious. All right, everybody. It's been a long day here in the Conlin Center and a long weekend. Parting words from you, Brandon.
Yeah, that'll drop the Penguins to a record of 9-17 and 8-10 PacWest play. That'll give the Silver Swords a record of 15 wins and 11 losses and improve their PacWest record to 10-8. So the Penguins will go on the road to Notre Dame Dei Nomure before they come on home at Point Loma on Saturday, November 18th. Special start time there at 2 o'clock p.m. in the igloo.
Yeah, and that'll be senior day for our women's volleyball team as we say goodbye to our seniors. Brandon, and Amy Steinwan and Susanna Pilkerton, the only seniors. Steinwan out of Colorado Springs, the Magic One, and Susie Pilkerton, the redshirt senior. Well, it's been an action-packed weekend here on Penguin Radio. Brandon, two basketball games and a volleyball game yesterday. Two basketball games and a volleyball game today. And boy, it's been just a filled weekend for Penguin Radio. Campus visited today. We had a bunch of freshmen on the air. And it's been a pleasurable weekend to sit alongside you. And for Brandon Cadiz, Stuart Horn, and Paul Gunnis, I'm Forrest Hunt saying so long and have a very pleasant, good rest of your evening.